We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
As a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, I've often thought about Nicodemus that night. He had been thinking the matter over. He was evidently on the alert. He knew what was going on. And he was a thinker. And he had a religious background. He had a background of training and was a decent man, undoubtedly, clean, moral, upright. And he came to the conclusion that regardless of what people said, regardless of prejudice, you know, prejudice is an awful thing. Jealousy and prejudice. You know, Sam Jones said one time, one of the most remarkable things, and the older I get, the more remarkable it seems to me. Sam Jones said it takes a great deal of grace to say amen when a fellow's doing something you can't do and would like to do. It's so easy. They can't forgive you when they can't explain you, see. So they couldn't explain Jesus. There he was, doing things they couldn't do. And they saw him going on. The crowds moved. And they thought they had a corner on that market, you know. They were the bosses, those Pharisees and scribes. They were running things. He was invading their territory, so to speak, and attracting more attention than they were attracting. And the light, wherever he went, was turned on him. And they just couldn't forgive him, you know. How human nature has remained just the same through the years, all the way down the ages. You go in there, and if you won't let them use you like they want to use you, boss you like they want to boss you, and you stand for something. But now Nicodemus was a fair-minded man. He didn't let his prejudice or his background interfere with it. He saw what Jesus was doing. And there wasn't any answer to it. And he said, now, we've looked this situation over. And we've come to the conclusion that you're a teacher, and a teacher come from God. Now, that's the highest tribute ever paid Jesus Christ by a man who wasn't a Christian. Now, Nicodemus never realized, possibly, that he'd be in the Bible, that there'd be a New Testament, and his name would get in there. When he's going out just an ordinary night to see Jesus Christ, talk to him. I remember a preacher one time preached a sermon about Nicodemus slipping around at night, not wanting to be seen, trying to go in the back way because didn't want anybody to catch him going to see Jesus. Well, you do have people like that. You know, I've had preachers to say to me, you know, I'm for you, Bob. I'm for the school. Of course, I can't say much, you know, because my contacts are such. And I've seen folks like that, you know. I've had a lot of people slip around and say, now, I'm for you, but don't say anything about it, you know. We have more secret friends than you ever imagined. You'd be surprised how many we have. In all political campaigns, as the years have gone by, whenever we've been in a close campaign, my secret friends could always turn the thing in this close campaign. But, you know, it's always been that way. Your secret friends, your folks that admire you because you won't compromise and you stand for something. So Nicodemus had been thinking over him. He probably talked to his friends about it. Maybe gone as far as he could, but I don't think he was slipping around so much because he was afraid of the crowd. That might have had something to do with it. But I think he was going around that night because it was more convenient for him, possibly. He'd have a quiet time to talk to Jesus Christ. But anyway, he went around that. Now, he said, we've decided you're a teacher, and a teacher come from God. Now, that's the greatest tribute ever paid to Jesus Christ, just a tribute to his personality, a teacher, so wonderful. He couldn't be such a person if he hadn't come from God. Now, a man that came from God, he didn't say, you are God. He may have thought he was God. He may have wondered if he was God manifest in the flesh. But you're a teacher come from God, for no man could do what you are doing except God be with him. You know, men and women, I think about it so much. We are so inclined, you and I, poor, blundering, frail people, won't take some credit for something. I'm always so afraid that when I walk around on this campus, I might feel just a little pride, you know. It bothers me a great deal. I talk to them out here and keep telling them, all of us, let's give God the glory. Because Bob Jones University is a miracle. And many people come here and say to me, You couldn't have put this school here. This couldn't have been done if God hadn't been with you. See, they reach that conclusion. Even sometimes sinners reach a conclusion of that kind. It has a very interesting effect on you when they say that. I think I told you about that time that I told God that we'd give him the glory, all the glory. How one day a man came here to see me, passing through. You'd be surprised how many folks do pass through here from all over the world. So this fellow was coming by here, and he stopped in to see me, and he said, "You know, I marvel. I just marvel at what's happened here." And he just kept talking and talking and talking, and congratulating Dr. Bob Jr., in fact, congratulating me and our associates and all that, for the buildings and all that. And I said, thank you very much. Well, we appreciate it. I was very busy. And I got up in my office and looked out there, and this man was getting in his car. And I remember that I promised to give God all the glory. I told God, I said, "God, I told you I'd give all the glory to you." And I got so busy here, that man talking to him, and has much on my mind. So I ran down there and said, wait a minute. I said, "I just want to tell you that we didn't do this." He said, "What?" I said, "We didn't do this. We didn't build Bob Jones University." "You didn't do it? Was this planned here?" No, not that. "But we didn't do it." He said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, God did it. We couldn't have done it. God did it." Now, I want to give my testimony this morning. I've been preaching now for all these many years, going up and down this country. I wouldn't be here if God hadn't done it. This school wouldn't be here if God hadn't done it. If God hadn't guided my life sometimes in the past, I never would have founded this school. Things had happened that turned the course of my life. I had nothing to do with it. Oh, if we just learned to give God some glory for all the wonderful things that he does. Now, he said to him, "You're a teacher, and a teacher come from God. There are things that are human that you can't explain. You can't explain them humanly. You know, people are always looking for an explanation. Fella goes out and preaches, and they say he's preaching for money. They say that because if they were preaching, that's what they'd be preaching for, see. They just figure that, you see. Somebody comes along there, and it's so hard, you know. It's so hard to give God the glory. It's so easy to give it somebody else. Now, it's all right to express appreciation. You know, I sometimes think about it. So many times I think about folks that I want to thank. I neglected to thank sometimes. I often think about Ms. Jones and how much she shared in the wake out here. And she knows I know she has, and she's always very modest about it. Then so many things around here I never had anything to do with, see? So much about this out here, it was Bob's work. And then so much of it is the work of the other members of the organization. And so much of it's the prayers of the saints of God. And the money has been given to the school by saints that you never heard of in miraculous ways that help us at critical times. You know, it's wonderful. We appreciate all that. But we want to give God the glory for all that human beings do. Give God the glory. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. So we should never forget that. So he said, "Now the Lord did it. The Lord did it. He couldn't do it if the Lord wasn't with him. He's a teacher come from God." But you know, most people would have said, "Well, thank you very much, Dr. Nicodemus. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it. You're very nice. Thank you so much." But Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus, you can't see. You can't understand. You might see me as a teacher come from God, but that's not enough. You can recognize me as one who came from God and not recognize me as a world-only Savior. And I'm the only way to God the Father, you know. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you ever been born again? Listen to me, my friend. Have you ever been born again? Are you just a church member? Oh, how many of them say, "I'm a church member." But have you ever been born again? You know, a person who's born again is a new creature, or literally a new creation. You're what you were not before. Now, it's an instantaneous thing. It's a momentary thing. It's something that comes in a flash. Now, wait, there's certain things that lead up to it. For instance, you receive Jesus as your Savior. And when you receive him as your Savior, then you immediately, in a moment, become a child of God. Now, you are not the child of God till that happens. As many as received him, he gave them the right to become children of God. You have to receive Jesus. You have no right to be God's child. Jesus looked around and said, "You of your father the devil. You of your father the devil. Devil's the god of this world." You know, people talk about God their father, and want their father to take care of them. Well, he's not your father if you're not born again. A fellow said to me one night, you think you'd send your child to hell? I said, no, no. But you're not a child of God till you're born again. Have to be God's child. If you want to be a child of God, you have to be born again. You're not his child. And if the devil's child wants to go to hell, don't blame God. God says, come to me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. Him that comes unto me, I'll no wise cast out. Whosoever shall call the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God loved you enough to send his son to die for you. But you're a free moral agent. And if you're a child of the devil and want to go to hell, God Almighty, he's not going to stop you. He loves you and woos you and would save you, wants to save you, doesn't want you to go to hell. When he came, he wept over Jerusalem and said, Jerusalem, oh, how often I've gathered thy children together as a chicken gathers a brood under her wings, but she would not. How his heart longs to see people right there at the age of God. Now, there he was, but now don't blame God. Now, you are not God's child till you are born a second time. And you're not born by having a little water put on your head. And you're not born by going under the water. And you're not born again by joining the church. You're born again by simple faith in the saving mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom you commit yourself for salvation. You commit yourself to salvation. You can believe Jesus is the Son of God and go to hell. But you can't be saved until you commit yourself to Jesus Christ as Son of God and trust him to save you. Now, if you're trusting your church, you're lost. If you're trusting yourself, you're lost. If you're trusting your baptism, you're lost. If you're trusting anything except the blood of Jesus and anybody except the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, you're lost. There's salvation in no other name. He says nobody can come to the Father but by me. You go to God by Jesus Christ. He's the gate. He's the door. He's the way. He's the road that leads to the Father's throne and to heaven at last. There's no other way. All you need is Jesus. There's just one difference between a Christian and a sinner. A Christian has Christ. A sinner hasn't Christ. You don't have to join a church to be saved. Now, you ought to join a good Orthodox church if you are saved. If you are saved, you ought to find a good Orthodox church. Don't join a modernist. Pick your good Orthodox church. A good, solid, substantial Orthodox church, and go join a church like that. That's all right. But that doesn't save you. You ought to be saved before you do that. Now, let's understand the thing. Now, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, you can be born again right there by your radio this morning. All you have to do is to trust Christ to save you, and the moment you do it, you become a child of God. He gives you life, and you are a new creation. Now, that's what the Lord taught me. Our Heavenly Father, bless all who listen in, all who heard this message. Help us to turn to Jesus Christ, to find his saving mercy, and give us victory. Help us to be true to thee, loyal to thee, and dependable in all the things of life. Help us to be faithful children of our Heavenly Father. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.